Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
You were kind enough to buy some wine for us, which is just delightful.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll just say thank you.
May I say two nice choices, and which I wish I could have made myself. Let's start with the more unusual of the two, which is from Sicily, and it's a grape called Zibibbo, which is also known as Muscat of Alexandria and a million other things. The wine was called Jasmine. The vintage was 2015. What did you think, MZ?
I had high hopes for this wine, and I was not disappointed. It is really unusual. But also pretty beautiful. The nose just leaps out of the glass. It's gorgeous. It's all full of flowers. So gardenia and rose petal. Thought it had a little bit of whiff of Chanel number 5. And you thought, was it Guerlain?
Yeah, it reminds me of Guerlain.
It's very perfumey. Mm. But it has a nice backbone to it and some baked pear fruit and really and a little resin. Just very unusual, but very, very pleasant.
When you said you had high hopes, I thought you had high apple pie in the sky, and this is pretty close. It was it was pretty delicious, and I thought it would also stand up to food, and voluptuous, very open, and quite a treat.
Zibibbo. Maybe with some soft cheese.
All kinds of things, I think. Yes. Our second wine was a wonderful Burgundy, Puy Fuisé from Domaine Daniel Pollier, a 2015 vintage, old vine Puy Fuisé, some beautiful lemons, a bit of acid, but balanced against that were some really nice flowers and some complex flavors. I thought this was quite delicious, a nice example of its kind, and its kind is good.
Classic. There's some minerality, a little bit of chalk in the nose. It has a sort of lacy quality that I often associate with Chenin Blanc, but this was just beautiful and balanced, crisp pear and apple. This is sort of a nice pairing. I was thinking in selecting some wines for us to try of something odd and something classic, and that's what we're going to be doing for the next couple weeks. This one worked out well. I hope in the following weeks we have quite as interesting pairings.
On va voir, as they say in Puy Fuisé. We'll see. But I thought this was really quite delicious. It's interesting that they both reminded us of pears, and I think baked pears maybe for the Zibibbo, and definitely nice, good Bosque pears for the Puy Fuisé. We'll post these on the website and definitely have a look. And we always post pictures of the bottles so you can get an idea of what we're doing. Wow. Nice wines, MZ. Good job.
Merci.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.